Earlier this year, Israelis seemed to endorse a hardline policy towards the Palestinians when they overwhelmingly re-elected Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Voters gave Sharon's hawkish Likud party enough votes to double the party's representation in the Israeli parliament, or Knesset. The more dovish Labor Party was the big loser in the election, despite polls showing that Israelis generally supported its platform of negotiations with the Palestinians. Judah Smelzer has this look at what the elections say about the current tide of Israeli public opinion.
Supporters of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon celebrate after the Likud party's resounding election victory. Things weren't so cheery at Labor Party headquarters, though. The left-leaning party, whose leader Amram Mitzna had promised to start negotiations with the Palestinians immediately and pull out of most of the Gaza Strip and West Bank, suffered its worst defeat ever. The results were not a surprise, but they were somewhat counterintuitive.
According to polls, most Israeli voters, when they think about the future of the peace process and of peace and what should happen to Israel, they're views on this, the worldview, is much closer to that of the crushingly defeated Labor candidate, Amram Mitzna.
Paul Sham is a researcher at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. He's now a visiting scholar at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
One way that this has been put is that people want labor surgery, but they want a Likud doctor to do it.
In other words, Israelis want peace and generally support the idea of a Palestinian state, but they want to make sure they don't give up more than they have to in the process. So while Labor might push harder for peace, Israelis trust Likud to negotiate the peace from a position of strength. And there was another strike against Amram Mitzna. At a pre-election street rally, he reiterated his promise not to join another national unity coalition government with the Likud party.
When you bring to the people two alternatives and the people vote for one alternative, the other alternative should be in the opposition and to continue to fight in order to win. So we will, at the end of the day, we will win.
But it turns out that wasn't what the voters wanted to hear. Again, researcher Paul Sham.
The fact is that polls showed that most voters didn't believe him, but they certainly didn't like the idea. Because the fact is that there is a strong feeling that unity was required, and it was felt that he was destroying the idea of unity.
Israelis feel that unity is necessary to deal with the current Palestinian uprising, which has killed nearly 700 Israelis and some 1,800 Palestinians since 2000. The elections also saw the dramatic rise of the centrist Shinui Party, which came in a close third behind Labor. Unlike the two major parties, Shinui's platform focused not on the conflict with the Palestinians, but on domestic issues. The party campaigned on a platform of secularism, taking a stand against special privileges for ultra-Orthodox Jews. Shukri Abed with Washington's Middle East Institute suspects Shinui may owe at least part of its success to the economic concerns of voters.
People are fed up with the high demands that the religious parties put on each coalition. Whenever they are in a coalition, they really demand a tremendous amount of the budget for their schools, for their system, for their parties. And that's where the resentment is. People don't want religious parties to impose themselves on Israel, on Israeli life, and on Israeli budget.
And the Israeli budget is severely strained. The country's economy is in dire straits, and in many countries that would be bad news for the ruling party. Professor Bernard Reich of George Washington University says all the economic indicators were bad.
All the measures we have gone down dramatically, and the number of hungry and poor and those at the poverty line has gone up, and the number who need some kind of governmental assistance appears to have gone up as well. From all the data that we've got, economy should have been an issue. Like in every previous election, the economy was not an issue.
As evidenced by the fact that the ruling party, Likud, scored a major victory. Like in the past, Israelis voted on the Palestinian issue almost exclusively. Their message, they want peace, but not at the expense of their own security. For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser.